Item four on the agenda. EA 17-121098DA, the Clay and Tiffany Apartments. And Hannah Bryant is staff on this project. Hannah.
Hi there. All right. So the applicants are back for their second DAR. I think you're all familiar with the site. The proposal is a 16-story, 258-unit, mostly group housing tower. It's essentially a privately owned dorm on the outskirts of the PSU campus. There are five common kitchens and then six corner apartments. Second-story rooftop amenity deck, two loading spaces that are required by PBOT to be taken off Southwest 11th, and the commercial space has increased in size from the previous DAR. The site is in the central city. It's just north of the PSU campus off Market Street. It's at the corner of Clay and 11th, and it's zoned RXD. It currently has the Morgan Apartments, which were removed from the HRI in 2013. They're owned and operated currently by the owner and the developer for this proposal. And the site has an FAR of 8-1 with bonuses that allow it to go up to 12-1, maximum building height of 250 feet. And the issues that I included in my memo today that we'd love to talk about are materials and facade articulation, ground floor active use, and the entrance sequence. At the previous hearing, we focused a lot on these corner modules. As you may remember, these are two-story common kitchens and kind of communal spaces. And the commissioners felt like they really wanted to see these conveyed to the outside, and also that these were the opportunities to really punch into the facade. The applicant's precedent images all showed pretty significant carving away of the facade. Ground floor active use, the ground floor has changed quite a bit. Like I mentioned, the commercial space is larger. The primary residential lobby has turned the corner and is now off Clay. It was previously shown off 11th. And the bike room has street frontage with storefront on Southwest Clay, whereas it was previously tucked into the back corner. And then the entrance sequence, commissioners felt like the entrance sequence into the residential units was a little bit unclear. Staff has worked with the applicant, and there's significantly more, as the applicant will show you, in terms of entries and canopy depth. There's more of a two-story reading in the facade between the first story or the street level and the mezzanine space. Staff wonders if there's more architecturally that could be done to really make the entries read beyond just colored canopies. And that's pretty much it. I think the applicant is prepared to really hear a layer or a level of conversation that goes beyond typical DAR topics. So if you have comments about fasteners, about materials, about detailing, the applicant's definitely really excited to hear any of your comments.
Thank you very much. Do any commissioners have questions of Hannah?
I just want to ask one question about the loading.
Mm-hmm.
Is PBOT requiring the two loading spaces, or?
PBOT is required.
Usually there's recently been more of a negotiation with that, but not for this one because they have so many units, or what?
Because of the number of units and because of the fact that with this program, most of these tenants are going to move in and out at the exact same time. It won't be staggered throughout the year. PBOT is requiring this loading and has not indicated that they would likely support a loading analysis, and therefore the applicant's chosen not to undergo that. PBOT would consider a loading analysis, but they don't, based on previous experience, think that a loading analysis is likely to show that a reduction in spaces is reasonable.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, we'll turn it over to the applicant. You have...
Great. Thank you. And then switch to...
Yes. Okay. I can load yours.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm Gauri Rajbede, designer with Sarah Architects, and with me is...
Joshua Lepkin, also Sarah Architects.
So you can use these arrows.
Okay, perfect. So thank you very much for your first DAR advices. We took all of them very to the heart and looked at this very, very carefully and implemented it. I think almost all of your advices here, a big part was, you know, providing the building more articulation and more carving away and really being true to the diagram. And then really showing the gem that we were trying to express where the community gathering spaces would happen to be like more transparent and really like a jewel in this otherwise a fairly simplified program. Also, another point you had talked about was, you know, articulating the ground floor, making that appearance go to a, you know, two-level, joining the two-level so the mezzanine is expressed and connecting some of the datum line from the existing building surrounding it so that it sort of fits, some of the datum line fits with the context. So we took listened to all of those. And so what I'm going to do is very briefly go through, you know, the context a little bit and then dial in mostly just on the changes we've made. So this is the aerial view of the building. Here's a quick entry sequence. And you can see the clay is on the right-hand side of the screen. And that will be the main entry part for the all the units. So this has a much more of a cave kind of a inset. So you really it's really attracting people to kind of go in. And so here's a view of the gem space, how that would look like, you know, a little more close up. Another big comment was also articulating the party wall in a much more nicer way. So because all the other buildings are already being built, and this was something we did not include in our first DAR, so we wanted to express and show. So we added windows in both of the party walls. And so the units at the party walls all get windows. We can't go any further than that because of the code. So by the code provision where we're allowed, we're adding windows to the party walls. So from the view from both Clay as you're coming from 405, you get this much nicer view of a more occupied building facade. And this is the other side. So on one side is the stair tower where we can't really put because of the rated construction, we can't really put anything there. And then on the other side with the units, where the units are, we're providing windows and much more articulated facade on that side. Some of the context of the neighborhood there, a lot of punched openings and brick articulation. One of the big pieces that we heard a lot about is capturing a lot of those kind of articulation. And we really looked at the facade system and looked at some of the other precedents where they were using unitized system and how they were carving in and carving out to kind of capture that shadow and express the program of this modular unitized studio units or rooms and things like that. So we looked at a couple of options of how we might be able to articulate this. And then at the ground level, where we are providing the brick, you know, trying to get a modern take of how we might capture that shadow, how we might create that articulation and carving away sort of a move. And the building, existing building, also has a lot of the capturing the shadow by how the bricks are inset or bricks are protruded. So we're looking at some of these cues of how these things are done. And very quickly, the diagram of the building is really about, you know, bringing these layers of studio units into this corner where they gather and commingle and create community and expressing those jewel boxes in a very clear manner. Some of the context of, you know, what's happening to the other side and trying to capture some of the datum from the building, neighboring buildings as well. And again, going back to highlighting the corner spaces where the two levels are joined, you know, connected, and the activity that happens inside is expressed. One of the comments from the commissioner was also, you know, looking at the ground level a little more carefully and seeing that articulation entry sequence, how that is put together, how the canopy is set, so it really gives this elevated feel. And so with that here, some of the plan changes that Hannah already touched upon. So we're bringing more transparency on the ground floor level. So should some of the program requirements ever change, it can easily be converted into a more active, retail space or such in future. So providing for more of those kinds of opportunities and at the ground floor level. So here's an enlarged plan of that. And very quickly, we've got a lot of the studios up on the second floor through all the way through to the 16th story. And we have the community hangout area at the back. I'm going to quickly go through these. So talking about the carve away, one of the big pieces we did was carving away right at the corner where we're trying to express that jewel box and adding that directed towards the PSU campus because it is a student housing. And then at the ground, at the roof level, we've got the eco roof going. So looking at more of a, you know, I just want to go through a lot of the comments from our last DAR. Carving away was a big one, and expressing the volume was another one. And so we really wanted to take this two-story volume and really express it very, very honestly, and providing more transparency was another piece that you all requested. And so what we tried to do is bring full-on curtain wall system on these sides at the corner. So that is very, very well expressed. And at the main facade of the building itself, what we're doing is we're using the panelized system to create the capture the shadow much, much more clearly. So there's another set of articulation beyond just the windows. And there was also a fear from the commissioner that, you know, this might look too flat. So what we've done is to really look at, you know, with some of the precedents, we looked at how the unitized systems are expressed. We took a look at, you know, this particular module, and I'm going to go to a detail here that expresses it a little better. So we're looking at ways so the, you know, the inset of the window is very well expressed, captures shadow, but within the field itself also utilizing what we can do with the push and pull to creating like a couple of different purposes. Number one, we're providing the louver system to push out the air, exhaust air or anything at the side, so there's a purpose for it. And then that also allows for this, for us to kind of create this articulation between this other unit where the, you know, it's same thing, like the louver starts to come out. So there's this push and pull throughout the system. So, you know, we're using a very simple equitone system, but articulating and detailing it in such a way that the building gets a lot of rich texture and capturing of the shadow, which is what I feel like the existing building sort of does with the big facade. Another thing we also looked at is very carefully is at the ground level, you know, while we're elevating the from level street side to all the way to the level two with brick, we're also looking at how can this be articulated in detail to really, again, capture that shadow that kind of speaks to the similar kind of articulation up above with the panelized system, how the shadows are captured and how those linearity then kind of connect back to each other. There's some of the precedents of the material. So another big thing that we also did is, I'm going to go back to the very front piece here. We also heard in our first DAR that at the ground level, the columns were not really contributing to the program or the activation of the street and the pedestrian experience. So what we did is we got rid of a couple of columns, we absorbed the rest of the columns and inset this. So this really creates a very typical Portland building corners where, you know, it's sort of set in and going into the retail space. That was another big move that we made. And while we are having to utilize the garage loading area, we're also, I think the elevation probably speaks a little better. This facade shows that a little better. So the loading area, those garage gates also, we're trying to use a material that is a little more translucent. So kind of creates that opportunity for it being a little bit more transparent than opaque at the street level. So, let's see. And I think with that, another big one was the expressing the corners with a more of a luminaire experience, trying to bring more of a luminaire experience. And I think with full-on transparency in this area, I think we will be able to provide that, you know, like the concept diagram showed how the activities inside might shine when the students are, you know, creating community, reading and cooking and things like that. So with that, I'm just going to open up for more feedback for us. And what I'm really looking for is what can we, more on the detail side of things, how can we enhance even further, you know, how are some of the way the fasteners are set, and also how the at the ground floor level, what more can we do to make this even more active and more attractive?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So what I'd like to do, we do have some testimony on this project tonight. So if commissioners have questions, please ask questions now, then we'll have testimony and then open discussion.
Can you go to page 30, which shows the panel axion? Thank you.
Yeah.
What is this material here?
So that's a striated equitone material. So it's the similar kind of material, but has a built-in texture.
And then the vertical, the it's
going to be a metal flashing, window flashing.
I was confused about the lines
on it. Oh, so we've also brought the samples for the material if you want to see that here.
So that's the equitone?
Yeah.
That's the vertical piece?
Yes, yeah.
And then the sill?
Would be sill flashing, metal flashing.
Metal flashing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this is just one.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back.
Oh, to.
Yeah,
I can't. I mean, where does this show up?
Oh, so that is right in that inset right there. So and then it repeats right there, and then up the upper level, it repeats over there.
It's past.
Yeah.
What there is this shadow?
Yeah, just the, yeah, it's a grill, and then this is just a shadow capture of trying to show the depth. Yeah, so the grill happens here and here. So for each unit can use that for as part of the, like so, like this one.
Where's that? Oh, that's right here.
Yeah, so it'll happen here as well. We were just showing just one module piece.
That's my only question.
Other questions?
We take a quick look at the base. I wasn't
quite sure.
Yeah, so which sheet should we go to? This one.
I was looking at, I think, sheet CO4.
CO4.
Yeah, is everything set back? The glass lined from these big columns?
Yes, yeah.
How far back is that?
I think we have about, do you remember the actual dimension? It's 2 feet, except where the door openings are.
And then here, what's that distance?
So that is, I think if we go to the plan, that might be a little more illustrative. So it's completely separated, so there's ability for movement.
Aha. And there's a canopy then goes up.
Yes.
There.
Yeah.
Good.
So if the glass at the storefront is set back 2 feet from the front face of the masonry, how far back is the garage door from the front view of the masonry?
Oh, so it's also set back 2 feet. Or actually, it might be even more.
I think it's more.
Yeah, I think we did do more.
Looking at the plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be four.
Okay, and that seems comparable with the setback at the lobby entrance.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this is envisioned as a very dark brown brick?
Currently, that's sort of what we were thinking. I think I think we have a picture of a sample that we were thinking that we would go for. So this one sort of shows, so it's under the sun, that's kind of how that would look like. And during the cloudy day, maybe it gets a little darker like so.
And then you have a black canopy on top of that?
A lot of slides. Yeah, it is dark right now.
So on Clay, the bike room extends out to the facade.
Mm-hmm.
What type of bike room activities do you think happen just behind the glass?
So currently we have a bike maintenance stand back there, and it's kind of a little bit more activated space to work on bikes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
What's contained in the facilities room?
That's primarily storage. It's a fully furnished unit, so they're going to have some storage to be swapping out furniture, repair furniture, that kind of use.
Fully furnished unit, you said?
That's correct. College Housing Northwest, the client, the owner, the way they operate their units is they fully furnish them, so they'll have beds, potentially dressers, wardrobes.
So this is for storage?
Yeah, that'll be a storage. Yeah, okay. It's storage and maintenance type.
It's not a living unit. It's
correct.
Storage.
Correct.
It's quite large.
At 260 units, and college students that are pretty rough on furniture.
Got it. Understood. Okay, thank you.
Okay, if there are no other questions, we will ask the applicants to step back, and we will invite Simon Jaworski forward to testify. And Simon, you'll have 3 minutes for testimony. And if you will begin by stating your name and address, please.
Yeah, my name is Simon, and I actually live right next door to this proposed project at the Rosnitzer Tower there. And I've actually passed out several flyers, and actually we're very concerned about this because some of them are just worried, as myself, that, you know, this building, the architecture of it, it's really going to ruin the atmosphere of the neighborhood. I mean, we live in a historical neighborhood, and, you know, there's a lot of older, very prominent-looking historical brick buildings in the neighborhood. This doesn't look like a major, like a brick building at all. It doesn't seem to mimic the, you know, historical atmosphere of the neighborhood, and that's something that really concerns all of us. There's about 200 residents who live in our building, but other buildings are concerned about it as well. It's one of the reasons why we live in this neighborhood. And, you know, I just sort of have a question, too, about, you know, they already have a loading entrance at the building right next door to the right. You can see there. I can't see, since they're planning to increase, you know, the streetcar service, you know, how, you know, they could possibly have another loading entrance. And, of course, Clay definitely seems out of the question because, you know, that's going on to the highway. It just seems like such a bad place to build a big, huge, colossal behemoth of a student housing project. You know, it's when I was a student, I stayed in a bedroom apartment, so a basement apartment, it was fine. But, you know, I don't know why this all has to be downtown, but I think, you know, the materials that are being used definitely don't match a lot of the older historical buildings around that area. And, you know, I just don't think, you know, the design either, you know. And one question I had is about the retail space. They say they increase the retail space, but then, you know, if those pillars are moved back like that, how is that increasing it, you know? So that's another question I have. And, you know, I just think that, you know, it's just not properly aesthetically designed for the neighborhood or proportionally wise either. You know, many of the older buildings there, and we have a few churches, they're all shorter buildings, you know, so it just looks really out of whack in the neighborhood. And the material, especially that white material on the outside of the building, just, you know, it's just going to look like a sore thumb. You know, if you really think about it, you know, amongst older buildings, red brick buildings, it's just won't be aesthetically pleasing whatsoever. And so, you know, I think, especially those, I don't know, those fluorescent yellow entrances, that's really not going to match. So those are a lot of the things we're concerned about, as well as the number of students. It's just going to overwhelm the neighborhood. Thank you for letting me speak. Appreciate it.
So thank you, Simon. Does anyone have a question for Simon? Okay. Thank you for coming and representing the residents in your building. And you and I had some conversation last time you were here. I just want to be sure that you know that the guidelines that are applied to this site are the guidelines that apply to all of downtown. This neighborhood, even though it has a lot of historic buildings, does not have guidelines that are specific to the historic buildings in this little sub-neighborhood. So we're a little bit limited in the guidelines that we can apply. I really appreciate your comments, but we are a little bit limited.
I was just trying to, I was just going by what you told me last time, you know, what to say and this kind of
thing.
So, you know.
Thanks for coming back to testify.
Okay.
And the applicant is invited forward again. You are welcome to address Simon's comments directly, or I know that we will have conversation about some of the topics that Simon raised as we move forward. Okay, and with that, the floor is open.
Do you have sort of the one you had before and this one side by side?
So yeah, I think.
Just curious what the differences were.
So previously we had a lot more, as your commissioners pointed out, you know, the expression was a lot flatter, didn't have a lot of articulation. The ground floor was definitely a lot more squished down. It wasn't connecting with some of the datum of the existing, you know, surrounding building. Another thing was, you know, we were trying to really express the two-story volume, and that was not being fully expressed with all these big bands and the vinyl windows that we were using. So we've swapped all of that to more of a very transparent, full-on two-floor tall curtain wall system. So that really expresses and really kind of puts the pieces out as we had sought in the diagram. And also, in contrast to the squished-down ground floor, we've really elevated that and expressed a much more breathing room at the ground floor level. Also, previously, we had similar kind of cementitious product, Equitone product, coming down to the ground floor, and we have changed that to the brick with much more articulated details to capture shadow. Another big piece that was not really working in the previous one were the columns that, you know, we've really cleaned up quite a bit on that that side as well. The another piece that I don't have an axon view of this up from the other side, but we also had a very, very simplified, basically turned around the cementitious product on the other side at the party walls that Commissioner Tad Savinar had a real big issue with it. And so we've also addressed a lot of that. So the party walls really have a little bit more active life to it, given the windows are there and everything. Also, the panelized, unitized panelized system, the way it's articulated in detail, the way it captures shadow and breaks down the scale of it, is really a very much a different thing. And Commissioner Don, at that time when we brought this building, you said we needed to just take everything down and redo it. And it seems like, you know, that's really what we have ended up doing, just kind of rethinking all of that and kind of really going back to the diagram and listening to a lot of the things you have to say.
Shall we follow the format that Hannah's laid out for us and begin with materials and facade articulation? Or, Dom, were you headed to ground floor?
Well, we certainly can, yeah. Go ahead, why don't you go start with
me. We can begin anywhere.
What?
Yeah, okay, so we'll begin with materials and facade articulation.
Yeah, was this all Equitone type product also, face mask?
Previously, yes, including that at the ground level.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Question, given the fact that three newer buildings on the block are primarily brick and all done by your firm, why not more brick on this one? It seems like a natural kind of progression to fill out the block.
Yes.
With more brick.
It's primarily a cost issue with our client trying to provide more affordable housing.
Which brings me to another point that my impression is this building is really squeezing the site. It's like just wrenching it, just wringing it out for everything it's got. And so it expresses itself to me in the materials in large part. And so I think there's an issue there. I mean, it's also evident in the first floor where, you know, every square inch, you know, there's just not enough space, room for the whole site. So anyway, so from a material standpoint, I would support, you know, something more in alignment with the other three newer projects on the block.
Is brick more expensive than Equitone? In place?
Yeah.
Installed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
With the installation process, yeah.
Do you penalize the brick?
Not standard veneer brick. You'd have to go to a thin brick.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Well, the commission has recently seen other thin brick proposals.
Yeah.
So it's something to look at. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For me, it doesn't seem like the verticality of the panels is helping the grace of the building. I mean, I'd also consider not just brick, but also another option is there some way to have the striations or the detailing go horizontal around the building? It might calm it down a little bit.
Okay.
With the fasteners and all the joints and everything, and then also the shifting of the windows. Maybe there's a little too much going on, and that might be one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's valuable or not.
Okay.
I would agree. Excuse me. I would agree with that a little bit. I think that the facade got overly complex. I mean, from very relatively simple to overly complex, and frankly, from a cost perspective, I'm not sure a lot of that complexity is going to help you. I mean, once you get it priced, the ganging up of this makes sense, but then ganging up these floors where, you know, you're making that shift every two floors. And having these buildings that have their very regular every window, every I don't know, it seems like one building's out of scale, and I don't think it's the height issue, it's just the way this has been the geometry of it and how it's been formed. I don't know if it helps. It just feels like this is a floor and then this is a floor. Uh-huh. It's almost like one is double the scale than the other, and it just doesn't necessarily work.
I see. So would it work a little better if there was a bit more horizontal reveal?
I mean, one of the comments that we made comparing the two, right? One of them was that this was, and I think this is a lot more successful for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, creating that base, that different datum, I think that's definitely a move in the right direction. This seems to give the building a little bit more the right scale next to its neighbors, whereas this sort of composition, I don't think works. That on top of the fact that you have these gigantic, you know, these big windows, which kind of makes sense. I mean, I think all of it together just seems like the scale is a different scale than its neighbors. So I think you need, and then add to that the level of complexity with the angular, I mean, and trying to do your sub, your horizontal venting and hiding it. Great idea, but I think it's creating a level of complexity that is not helping you either.
I agree. If there's a lot of, for a very compact building, really, it's not very big. Right?
No.
There's a lot of panel joints and then staggers and within those panel kind of compositions between the windows, and then every two floors it staggers back and forth. And and then, yeah, it, and I'm not sure the corner pieces are, they're so independent of one another. They're not really working together in any way. And so I was thinking, if they stay, you know, is there something about them where, you know, you bring the glass more out to the edge or something? Or is there a way to get, I know some student housing places don't like balconies, so maybe there aren't balconies, but I put that on the list. Well-behaved students. Or, you know, do you try to capture the corridor window with it because that's an outlier also? Or, you know, do you remove the bay at the top floor and it wraps around it, but that bay is a different one? But right now they just all kind of, it's like they've got chopped off and it could have kept on going for
an indefinite
number of additional floors. So because that top one is just kind of awkward too. You know, I really like the idea of expressing the program. I think that's a laudable goal.
Yeah.
It just seems like to me, like I said, two pieces are just independent of one another. It's the program is expressed on the outside in a way that just came out literally out of a wall.
So is it more appropriate to send this datum line that's here to send it actually here? So what you're saying is that this is where the floor line is. Mm-hmm. This is a special articulation of that floor, and then go up to the next one.
Well, the other thing that it could do is like, so this is, there's a grouping of four floors around this two-floor element, right?
So that's where it should be.
I'm not saying that's where it should be, but I'm just saying that there's 4 to 2, 4 to 2, 4 to 2.
And it's missing a floor over there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that would help kind of calm it all down. So you still get a lot of the elements you're after, but I don't know. It just kind of hit me that there could be a relationship that's more kind of localized around those corner elements. You
know? The corner boxes seem divorced from the vocabulary of the rest of the building, and so in their use they aren't. And actually, your expressiveness is correct. Everybody's in these tiny little horrible rooms studying, and then they all go to this place and gather and cook and drink and talk and whatever they do.
Right.
So it's a very logical arrangement that the windows are small where you sleep and study, and they're big where they're the community room. So the key is how can you acknowledge that those dormitory rooms are somehow connected to this?
So would it be, listening to some of your comments, the framing here is sort of what's separating it. And if we simplify this framing where part of this material starts to flow in here and then this opens up, would that kind of give the sense of that connection a little better?
I don't know the material. I think the materials can be different. They're totally, from a programmatic standpoint, they're different. Mm-hmm. They're two stories and all that. I don't have an answer. But
it could be a whole lot more subtly expressed.
Yeah.
And you still, there'd be some indication that this is a two-story space, but it doesn't have to be so aggressive as what you have there. It's really hurting your project and your composition. Mm-hmm. I mean, all you see are these giant things on the corner, you know?
Is it?
Two-story base has really helped you, I think, in working with this line across here. But what you've done up above still really needs to be simplified and clarified.
Okay. I'm just wondering whether the carve-away is a little, you know, in my desire to carve the volumes out a bit, maybe that's kind of creating a little bit of that detachment a little bit more.
Well, if you're going to carve, then it seems like you want to have a simple mass, and then you're just recessing that simple mass rather than doing this whole border around the whole thing, sticking it out, and then trying to carve it away. You've just got way too many moves.
I see. Okay.
You only need one move. You got at least two moves everywhere.
Well, that plus the fact that the skin is so complex, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got the complex skin that's got all these ins and outs, and then the framing around the major windows, right, then the window pulls back. It's a lot going on there.
There's way too much going on.
Okay.
How can you simplify, clarify?
So I really appreciate the fact that the work that you did at the ground floor and the fact that you brought masonry in at the ground floor. The way that the columns are formed, the detailing of the brick seems to be at odds with the detailing of the tower piece.
Good point, yeah.
Okay. Because I think what's happening at the ground floor has a much closer relationship to the other buildings on the block than what's happening above. Mm-hmm. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, you have to flip the switch and go to a much more traditional styled architecture. Mm-hmm. But I do think that there's a happy medium there somewhere that will allow you to have a better vertical integration of what's happening at the ground floor with the upper stories as well. And it could just be materials, but then again, you know that and you've done a good job of marrying the complexity of the masonry at the ground floor to the complexity of the equitone or whatever the panel is up above. But it doesn't. I agree with the other commissioners that it doesn't need to be as complex as it is.
Okay, so maybe simplify, take out maybe some of the elements that does not need to be there, and just keep some of the things that are needed.
Clean it up, simplify it. Articulate exactly what you want to get done, and how can you do it in the most subtle way instead of having a hammer on the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I do like that even though the two-story volumes at the corner are overemphasized, I really like the fact that they are glass and they are expressed on the facade, and that's just fantastic.
Yeah,
it's neatly done.
They could be,
I mean, you could just do a real slick glass, very understated, but it's very powerful because it would contrast in a different way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of half-solid body of the building, and then these glass pieces that really invite views in and out versus this kind of aperture surrounding it.
Okay.
And then you take a look at these interesting little entry pieces unto themselves. They're kind of interesting little entry sequences, you know, but they're kind of lost in this whole thing. And instead of getting maximum mileage out of doing that, they're kind of getting lost in there. It's sort of like, well, wait a minute, why have you done that?
Yeah.
But if it's a very simple building and we've got a few little pieces like that, then they start to have meaning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, for me, the yellow one on the left doesn't make a lot of sense because it's an exit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's not the only entrance.
So I'm not sure why you're highlighting.
Is this the entrance then?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one you'd then want. Yeah. But again, in that dark context, it's a little lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And potentially it's a good move. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it could be helpful when you come back to show the rest of the built context.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I think that would help you because I don't think this base is as black as it's reading. And I think dialing it into the rest of the buildings, we heard someone come down and testify about the other buildings in the area. Mm-hmm. Seeing it in its context, I think would help all of us.
Absolutely.
Before we leave materials and facade articulation, how about the party walls? What do the commissioners think about the party walls?
Well, we're
it's good to add some glass, for sure.
Yeah.
I just wondered about the kind of wrapping the edge of it, and just instead of just letting the building, kind of the major material just come around, whatever that ends up being.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to work to kind of put that edge around
it. Frame it around it, okay, I see, yeah.
I mean, let the building be...
Yeah, almost looks like embroidery or something.
Yeah.
Let me go to the axon view. I think that might.
Can you show the other end wall?
Which one?
The other end wall.
This one. Yeah.
So staff hadn't seen these images before tonight, but we're wondering about I guess this is a question for the applicant also. If there's an opportunity to turn the stairwell there at the corner and have two columns of windows on this end wall as well.
Stairway?
Yeah, there's an exit stair, that gray vertical.
Right here. Yeah.
And
oh.
Is that something that commission has strong opinions about?
I don't have a problem. I mean, I don't have a problem with the material turning and then there's a change there. I mean, it's actually, it adds a certain interest. As far as I'm concerned, but I just one voice.
For the store, the stair being there?
Well, sorry.
Our question is really whether we should be working to try and have two columns of windows.
Right. This is a stair, so there's no windows. He put the little windows on the side. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually find from a massing perspective that that's okay, but it's just one voice.
I would agree. There might be something that, depending on the material and composition of that, might come over, and there might be a break of some sort. But I'm okay with the stair there too.
Okay.
I did have a question about the first floor, first and second floor. One thing, I think the drawings are really dark.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to read. So next time.
Okay. Have the light on, too. We have the light on.
No, it just reminded me when I was talking to Leo, like, the first floor, it's very dark. So can you get to the northeast corner? So are these apartments up there?
Yes.
What's the height then of this?
Right now, that particular canopy,
kind of first to the underside of the board, structure.
Floor to ceiling.
Oh, floor to ceiling. Where are we at? Right. It's like in
14 feet.
Okay. I had a little bit of the same reaction. Feet. This is so dark, and these columns are starting to look so ponderous. Everything's heavy, and like it's ponderous. You know? Well, do I ever want to go in there? It's a little scary. Well, I know, the drawing, the rendering isn't helping the face at all.
Yeah.
Lighten it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wondered the same thing. And just this is a very awkward corner right here.
It sure is. Yeah.
Which street do you want to enter on? Doors.
Well, why the setback?
Well, it's so you can, with the slope. You walk in either side that way?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the site is intense. It's the site slopes pretty intensely going here to here.
Sure does.
You know, there's a difference of, so trying to just mitigate between a lot of the entry points.
But you don't have a basement, so you can drop
the slab. We're dropping the slab at that commercial retail space so it can enter off the corner.
Where the entry,
Yeah, so I'm trying to make it feel kind of warm and inviting.
So I think the recommendation from you is to kind of maybe bring this up a little bit more so it does not feel like
that. Bring it out, the face is kind of just stuck back in there. It's very awkward and narrow. And
okay.
So I'm going to be sure I understand, too. The goal is to bring the actual entry door out to the plane of the front wall of the building, out to the facade. Yeah, so no recessed entry.
So basically, we capture that in alignment, and then you'd have glass there. Okay.
And this structural piece is there because of the
tower
and the opening in the floor?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there any way to transfer that at the...
We looked at it in many different ways, this really was the most economical and structurally,
Yep, okay.
Yeah, we already cut out a couple
There are a lot
columns.
Of columns in there.
Yeah.
Is there a way to make that a subset of the... I mean, it's like treated the exact same way as larger columns, but it's not as large. It's kind of like, here are your major columns, and that should be treated more like you were kind of doing these things, but it's treated the same way, so... I don't know.
Okay, we'll discuss it.
But or something, you know,
if it could be clear that it's a secondary structural,
Okay.
It seems like that would help that.
And you had some nice precedent photographs again that you might just take a look back at and see. Hey, maybe we could borrow a little bit here for
maybe lighten up the brick so it does not feel as dark at the base.
Yeah, a little too dark. Then how do you simplify the upper portion? Just make it feel more refined. And
Okay.
Does commission have any thoughts about brick in that context, especially if the applicant's going to explore trying to add more brick to the upper floors in terms of color? Obviously, there's quite a lot shown, and I think they showed some precedent images in the past that show a lot of red brick. There's some newer white masonry across the street at the Benson Tower. It's steel and glass. So I'd love to get a gauge of how we feel about color and tone in particular.
Other projects that have more of a lighter tan on them, right?
Yeah.
So this is like a reddish brick on 2 of them and tan brick on the southeast.
Yeah, the southeast corner is a pale brick. Yeah.
The images are too dark for me to make a determination. I don't think they're, if you look at the material sample, they're much lighter. And I feel like the colors that we're looking at, as well as the context of the neighborhood, the green and the trees and all that green, I think that will help us greatly. And then I think we can make suggestions. But I couldn't suggest lighter, darker, red. I think that I also think that the detailing and the muscularity of the first 2 floors in brick look like they should support a very tall building, and then we have a paper thing on top. And so that's also adding to the heaviness because it's contrasting to bolt-on siding. You know what I'm saying? Panelized something with a lot of fussiness that says it takes 6 screws to hold it up. So I think the next pass would help us understand really what we're looking at between the skin and the brick and what darkness or lightness, unless you had something that you've been discussing with the client and want some response to. That's my sense.
Well, it further kind of makes for a disjointed composition. You've got 3 pieces, the base, the corner piece, the elbows, and the body. So the brick, maybe using brick above, could it help with that?
Yeah, probably will. And then simplifying those major two-story spaces, which are pretty nice elements. But how do you make them not so conspicuous and in your face?
Okay.
So do any commissioners have additional comments that are specific to ground floor active use? We've had a lot of discussion about the facade at the ground floor, the masonry. What do you think about the bike room activity? Two loading docks are a given. It's a quarter block. I mean, there's a lot of complexity on a quarter block.
How many bikes do you get in here, by the way?
So right now we have 100,
it's not gonna be enough.
140, and then we are also allowing bike in every unit as well. So substantial amount of bike. So
it takes a lot of room for all those bikes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Thank you for expanding the retail as much as you did. That definitely improves ground floor.
Yeah, the neighborhood could use a little coffee shop or something. There's quite a few people living and working there now.
Okay, how about additional comments on the entry sequence? We had some conversation about the yellow, using that at the lobby, or some type of emphasis at the lobby only rather than the lobby and the exit corridor.
It's kind of a playful one, which may work for this demographic. So,
okay.
How do you integrate it well?
I don't think you should have two, especially if one's not an entrance. So that one shouldn't be there.
So take this one, simplify that. Okay.
A little confusing?
Yeah.
What material are you thinking for that yellow?
Right now, I'm thinking some sort of either a metal form or something like that. I haven't quite settled on it yet.
So then it's very important to gauge that being like solid steel or something.
Cast.
<Yes. laughs>
Well, bikes.
And bikes.
It
may be something to think about.
Yeah,
is that
absolutely.
Right thing to do there? Just from up.
Absolutely.
I have enamel steel or something.
And we had some conversation about the entry to the commercial retail space. I think everybody's in agreement on that. Pull it out
just
to the street.
Yeah,
a little more, Make it a little more welcoming.
So is this a bike on that north elevation? Is that a bike repair area? I mean, what we've got, what do they call them? Bike
lounges?
Bike lounge.
Bike lounge?
Bike lounge, that's the word. Bike lounge.
When you're not there, the bikes sit around and talk
about your owners. So is that the intent?
Yeah.
In that first part that
Where the hand was?
Yeah, primarily it's for bike maintenance to bring that activity there. Given the other amenity spaces in the building, we don't feel the bike lounge is really going to be used at all. Mm-hmm.
Without that, do they meet the count for active use and percent glass?
We haven't gotten there yet. This is the first time I've seen this plan.
Okay.
Looks like it's close.
So this is a response to staff comments. We asked them to explore opportunities to bring that bike room out, and we felt that a lot of these students are going to arrive and leave by bike every day, and so that bike room should be treated with an entry, since that might be the primary entrance for most people.
Why not have that canopy come over and mm-hmm. mark that and have bikes go right mm-hmm. into that room versus coming through the lobby?
Yeah, it looks like there is an opportunity here for the bike room to have a direct exit out onto mm-hmm. the street. Okay.
We have some elevation challenges with that because there's about 5 foot elevation change along that facade. We'd have to change the slab areas, get a lot of ramps on the interior.
Street.
Okay.
I was wondering if there's enough room instead of a bike lounge that it's actually a people lounge where you work on your laptop and look at the community kind of room. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, this demographic would really use that.
I don't know if there's enough room to do that. Looking at the lobby, workroom, restroom configuration, maybe there's a way to slide that over and actually include it in the lobby. Might help to, in other words, if you slid
this one.
All this over, then you've got active uses with people sitting there in the windows and, you know, by the desk or whatever. It might work.
Mm-hmm. So, Hannah, your memo called attention to the fact that the utility vault is located immediately adjacent to the main entry.
So this is a totally different floor plan than the one I wrote the memo on.
What's that?
And yet the utility vault is right there at the main entry.
Right. So we would like to see as many, and we were hoping that you guys could contribute your expertise to see what opportunities there are to move some of these service elements away from the perimeter. There were even more on the perimeter in the original packet you saw. So how can we tuck more things in? Are there opportunities that you know of from your practices to kind of lump things together? The other thing that staff has talked with the applicant about is opportunities to create a loading space that could be converted in the future. We anticipate that at some point we might not require loading of every building. And so is there some opportunity there to see that as a different use?
The water room seems bigger than it needs to be. Have you checked on that?
It has both the water service and the fire service.
Yeah. So it takes a room that size.
Yeah, and we're probably going to pull some of the gas meter components in there, too, to reduce what's on the street.
Yeah. Is that the gas meters?
So if you bought set that as the only location for the utility vault, you can't slide the
slide to the west.
To the west.
Well, I think we're currently using part of the existing vault, and mm-hmm. so that's helpful. There's potentially opportunity to slide it down the street.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to do what Tad just talked about, you have a great issue, you could actually do your lobby entry to the left or west of where that workroom is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You just have to resolve the grade at that point.
Right.
Is this PGE?
Yes, it's PGE, and I know PGE has been receptive to a concrete kind of finished lid as well.
If you have a concrete lid, that helps a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is it PGE or PNL?
PGE.
PGE. We checked.
They don't approve concrete lids. They approve concrete surfaces, but not concrete.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It
would be like
talked about it a few times.
Like a pan, metal pan with concrete in it.
Oh,
Oh, you want full on concrete?
They just had their standards.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think PGA had adopted concrete bids yet. Years of negotiation to get them to take.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll confirm that with them. I have a weekly meeting with them, so I'll confirm that next week. Yeah.
Okay. What would people think about that? It's not desirable.
I think that's really tough. But your idea of swapping bike room activities and lobby puts lobby primary entrance a lot closer to the other exit, and so I think that would require some facade study to be sure that works well.
Can't one of the exits come out through the lobby?
Yeah, sure.
Oh yeah.
So you don't need that.
You wouldn't need that separate door. That would be fantastic.
So oh, you're meaning like combining
that's a bona fide
this.
Exit. One through the lobby. The other one has to be
this is already rated.
Yeah.
Down south, mm-hmm. So now you get another 6 feet or so.
Yep, that's correct.
That would be great.
Yep.
It would really help that facade.
You can eliminate this, and it can go out there.
I assume that stairs going out the
core stair will have to, this configuration will have to go out through an exit passageway. It has to have visual access to the front door when you exit the stairwell. But the one on the northwest corner has potential.
You could integrate it. It's a possibility. Then you've got almost all of that elevation integrated into the space.
Okay. So, Hannah, what kind of feedback are you looking for on loading?
I think we're good. I think you guys touched on a lot of the things that we've talked about with the applicant. And we didn't push to see a lot of drawing revision since this is just a DAR, and it seemed like the focus really needed to be on the skin tonight. I think this is helpful, even just thinking about what we really want to see is opportunities to reduce the amount of service on the perimeter. So even just thinking about opportunities to activate that corner at the northwest has been helpful. And staff is definitely happy to see that the bike room is more connected to the street than in previous iterations.
I guess the one challenge is to climb uphill with a pipe to the gap.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that. You guys had that number, right?
Yeah, we have the. So at the. So where we have the furthest out canopies, it's still underneath the canopy is. Canopy at least 14 foot 9. So still pretty tall.
10 feet.
Yeah, and then going to the west side, our canopies are 15 foot tall. And then right at the corner, we've got 16.9, so it's
just,
pretty...
I think it just looks really...
Yeah, maybe that's what it is with the drawing. Yeah.
The
proportion looked like it was...
I think there's some people in there.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, do you guys have any questions of us?
I just want to quickly summarize the takeaways on the facade. So... So what I'm hearing is maybe simplify maybe a lot of the ins and outs and maybe a lot of the lines that are there, and the horizontality of it might help. It's one of the, I thought, this too much of a framing here seems like that's really disjointing the box from the rest of the program. So maybe simplifying this box somewhat so it fits, feels integrated with the rest of the program. So how these stories share this particular glass box is a little more relevant, a lot clearer. Those are the things I'm taking away from your comments, right? Yeah. And then Sam, you had a comment that maybe some of the slipping was causing a little too much dynamism.
The facade movement in this direction, in this direction, all directions, it seems like it needs to really kind of calm down a lot.
Simplify a bit more.
And highlight the material change that you have in those corners. Sort of simple one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I'll find it cheaper too than what we proposed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you need to take a look at potentially panelized brick.
So the commission would want us to kind of consider panelized thin brick panelized system as a possibility if that pencils out with the budget or all of the stuff.
That would help calm it down and simplify it, certainly.
Yeah.
Integrating, just keeping it simple materials.
Okay.
But that's not the only choice.
No, it's not the only choice, correct.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. But it has been approved.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's good. Did you have anything?
Could it be that grooved aqua?
Pardon?
Could it be grooved aqua? So that's
the thing. So that's the piece that we're using, right?
I don't think they need another DIR necessarily.
That's the horizontal pieces. They take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now you're saying you use more of that?
We've seen some equitone that is thick, thin, that kind of thing. Thick.
Mm-hmm.
Point of clarification really quick for the team. When we talked about the Equitone moving into this hearing, the one thing that came up for us was exterior fasteners as well. And I'm kind of feeling like, given the commission's comments today about the complexity, that layer wouldn't make it less complex.
Right.
And so moving forward,
yeah.
What I'm hearing, at least with a potential thin brick option,
yes,
is a simplicity of a panel system is desirable. And so, Sam, I guess I see a lot of nodding heads except Sam. So I just...
All I'm saying is that I think if they do, again, thin brick is not the only option.
Right.
Or an equitone option. I don't think the screws themselves as the complexity.
Okay.
The seams are all over the place.
Cool.
If there were 60% fewer panels and more consistency in how they're seamed.
Right. Exactly. So I think if they went in that direction, they just need to really...
Thank you.
The depth was changing the facade so it could create the horizontal venting.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's all sorts of things
going
on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the screws themselves were the issue. I mean,
they wouldn't even be perceptible at these heights, frankly.
That's right. That's something we've seen before. The project's very simple, and they disappear into the equitone. So
thank you. We're looking for the Goldilocks solution here, right? It's very simple, a little more complex, so it's going to be still sort of in the middle. There's got to be a layer of kind of depth and complexity to it, but not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So, which cross either way, it's supposed to be complicated.
I'll tell you that.
So some editing is needed in how these panels are working.
Yeah.
I think.
On any normal day, I might not recommend a third DAR. I guess I feel like I'm a little concerned that the skins. It's all riding on.
Yeah, I think
the majority faces of the building.
I think
so there's a lot of other parts and
pieces
I'm comfortable with. So one thing I was going to offer, I think most of these commissioners are here, and depending on how fast you could turn it around, meaning do a little huddle on a different skin pattern, would be to come back next week on
that's
the 15th
good.
For 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
I mean sketches.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if the commission's open for it, I would say just show up and present it. We wouldn't preface any extra materials. Does that feel comfortable?
I only talked about it, I promise, for 2 hours.
I only mentioned it because Jenna's pretty light. I'd probably we'd find a place for it. But if you're willing and able, I'd say yes now and say no tomorrow if you want.
Yeah.
Is that reasonable?
Yeah. And what's the date for that?
15th, next Thursday.
And all five of us are here?
I believe so. I thought I checked. I think I've
awesome.
Here.
I've been trying to make an escape to no avail.
The following week. You don't even have to show up that week.
So we'll put it on the calendar, but if you change your mind, you need to bump it later, we can talk about that later.
You're saying like just sketches?
Yes, real light. You could
awesome.
Show up at the hearing with it, maybe do a pass with Hannah and I on Wednesday just to make sure it's tight, and then just kind of a show and tell. I feel like there's enough things you need to nail down. I don't want you to come back with a land use review and and have to back up again.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. We will see you next Thursday.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Let's see. 3 minutes. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Is that time sensitive?
No, it's not. Yeah. Sorry. I just want to.